Hello, listeners. I am Jason Arnold.
And I am Lily Howard.
And this is the Weekly Spew. Yeah, so basically, we were talking, and we were like, let's do a podcast on LittleHawk.com, because they're awesome. And so we
Go Littlehawk.
Yes. So, this is our attempt at a podcast. Bear with us.
We're learning.
We are learning from no one, really. But this is really just a way of us to sit and talk. And just talk to our listeners.
This is the school of podcast hard knocks.
Yes.
We're learning the real way to do a podcast.
Yes.
We're not like This American Life, so if you're looking for that, look towards This American Life.
And Jake Binkley and John Myers are no longer at City High, so if you think we're them, we're not. Sorry.
I'm a girl.
Yes, and I am not Jake. So... basically, kind of what we're going to do is just be really honest with you guys and talk about the things going on in our school and even in the world and in life in general. You know, really
talking about stuff that needs to be spewed about.
Yes. Hence the name, The Weekly Spew.
We be spewing.
Yes. So, welcome. It'll be a fun little experiment and ride. Metaphors going all over the place. So... what is on today's agenda as our first spew, Lily?
Today's agenda is something that we experienced while making this podcast.
Oh, gosh.
The dreaded rainbow wheel.
Oh, no. Bum, bum, bum.
So, if you have ever really used a computer or you live in whatever century...
Specifically a Mac.
Yeah. Then you have seen the rainbow wheel. And it is the icon that you get when basically all is lost and you are doomed.
Yes, and it's, okay, so like, your computer just gets a headache, I don't know what's going on. And they always seem to happen at the most, like, the worst moments. Like,
you're trying to send out your paper before a deadline.
Yes, or like, we're designing this really cool thing
for
the little
hog. You're sending in your DNA for a paternity test.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
What?
Anyway...
So your computer freaks out and all of a sudden you get the rainbow wheel and you know, sometimes it'll last like 5 seconds.
You send in your final email to Meryl Streep before you give up on her forever.
So it could last 5 seconds or it could last like 5 minutes. And if it lasts, I would say if it lasts more than 1 minute,
just
honestly.
Give up,
restart the computer and your life sucks. Game over, checkmate.
Meryl Streep will just have to wait that extra 5 minutes.
But just remember, though, that this is a first world problem and that this is not the end of the world, right?
Yes. So as you're staring into that rainbow wheel, freaking out, just remember, this may seem really, really important, but Jason thinks it's not.
It's not important.
Does everyone in every other country in the world.
Yes. So anyway, but we did overcome our rainbow wheel.
Yes, and here we are, and on to the next subject of this week's podcast, which is homecoming!
Woo! So, I believe it is homecoming week currently, right?
Righto, it is.
Yes. So, I think that today is pajama day, right?
Today is pajama day, so I hope you are clad in your onesies, your sleeping caps, your slippers, and hopefully not naked if you choose to sleep that way.
Because that is disgusting.
Yep, let's put some pajamas on.
There were some people I was afraid of that would come to school naked, honestly. So,
Jason, I was worried about you.
Seriously? You know, I do have a little crazy side.
Wild. That's not true.
Anyway, tomorrow, I hear, is Neon Day.
Neon Day, so dress in your neon. We are, and Wednesday is Patriot Day, and I would just like to talk about...
Okay, let's talk about this.
We have already had a Neon Day football game. We have already had a USA Day volleyball game and football game, and...
So basically, calling it Patriot Day, you Spirit Club people, is not changing
it. It is a poorly hidden...
Yes, and you know, I would have respected you more if you just would have used USA Day. But the fact that you're using Patriot Day just shows that you're just, like, out of ideas completely.
I mean, everyone loves USA, but really?
But really, like, after a football game and a volleyball game, so...
I'm gonna have to be an outfit repeater.
Yeah, but you know, so this may be a good thing. Let's look on the bright side. Because we have done this 2 times before... And because it was so well received by the student sections at the volleyball and football game, I am expecting a lot of people to be decked out in USA gear.
Yes.
And I, you know, that may be a good thing, even though we are repeating a lot of stuff. But
personally, I am very excited for Patriot Day, US Day, Day, whatever, because I already have an outfit.
Yeah,
that
me too.
I guess
I can just reuse the. So have we come to a revelation here?
I think we have. So,
wow,
sorry.
Sorry, guys. You know, I think we were too harsh on you before, really.
But probably not.
So I think that our next item for today's show should be those people in the hallway. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, boy, do I. So,
The sass is coming
up
to this.
It sure is. Okay, so any of you who know me know that I'm on crutches because of some femur issues.
Those damn femurs.
Yeah, I know, right? And I have noticed a lot more things about people's hallway etiquette because of my crutchiness. So people do not know how to walk in the hallway.
Like, seriously, you, like, they just don't.
I think they just need to look where they're going, walk on the right side of the hallway, and actually walk at a normal pace, not a slug.
Yes.
Also, do not run.
Yeah, because then there are those people who will just bump up behind you and start running. It's like, calm down. And I do, you made a good point. Walking on the right side of the hallway.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Like a street, because I think there needs to be some kind of traffic pattern. And a lot of the times in our hallways, there's those doors with the big pole down the middle. And so when the people, like, we kind of have a system going,
yeah.
And one guy decides to run through cross traffic.
And, like, squeeze themselves in. I mean, I see freshmen getting taken out left and right by that pole.
And they deserve it.
Yes.
If they're going to go run into
the
pole.
Yeah, exactly. So do not run. Do not walk really slowly. And walk on the right side of the hallway. Those are my tips for walking or...
And if you have a significant other at this school, which a lot of you do, and you know, I understand you like being with your blah, blah, blah in the hallway, and I just love you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crap. But anyway, don't make out in the hallway. There are people. Come on.
Yeah, you are only at school for like a lot of hours a day. You can do it somewhere else.
And this true story, like about a week ago, I was walking through the hallway, you know, minding my own business, and I just see this couple, and they're standing there, and they start kissing, and then the girl goes to the guy, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to make it through this period without seeing you, but I'll meet you here after.
That's crap!
It's like bull crap, okay?
Yes.
We are laying down the hammer. Bull crap.
Yes. You are fine if you do not lock lips with whoever the heck for like 8 hours or however long we're
seriously,
in school.
Be a normal person and respect the other people around
you. Or we will find you and then
you know
me
what?
And Jason might just have to,
don't guide our viewers in that way.
Don't make out in the hallways. Don't. Just like if you're gonna say something really embarrassing to your significant other, also just keep it on the DL, like or text it to each other or something, because we don't want to hear it or we're gonna make fun of you.
We don't want to hear it and we don't want to see it. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. And you know, this kind of segues into another topic: the whole teenagers and love issue. How do you feel about this, Lily?
Well, okay, so I feel like most teenagers who think they're in love. Probably aren't, but I do believe there are a few exceptions.
How can there be exceptions?
Well, there's, like, the people who, like, actually get married and stuff and stay
this
together
true.
Forever.
I mean, like, my parents met in high school.
Yeah.
And they're still together, you know? I think that's kind of cool.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Did you know that they met when they were 14?
Yeah, so if you marry your high school sweetheart, you're going to end up with someone like Jason as a kid.
And that is an awesome problem to have.
Or not. Yeah, so...
But, you know, this is my thing. I feel like too many boys and girls, especially girls in high school,
mm-hmm.
get their hearts broken because of this.
Yeah.
And I also think that a lot of boys and girls, especially girls, get taken advantage of by having them use the L word on, you know, like love.
Right.
I just think that don't rush into things, you know?
I think that you need to remember when you're in a high school relationship not to take yourselves too seriously. Because
yes.
A lot of times I see those relationships that are having a lot of problems, and people are basically just miserable.
But can you talk?
Miserable. People are just miserable, and a high school relationship is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to be hanging out with someone that you really
You're supposed
really
to
like.
Be miserable when you're like 35 and have three kids.
Exactly.
That's when you can be
so
miserable.
Wait till then.
Yes.
Yeah. So you just need to
What are you saying here?
Not take yourself so seriously. Just
yes.
Step back a little bit and you'll be fine.
So we are getting to the end of the episode. I think it's called episodes or segments.
Podcast.
As you can tell, we're new to this. But anyway, this is on thelittlehawk.com, and if you're listening, thank you, because you're probably like one of three people.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So you're
you
awesome.
So
you're in an exclusive club. But tell more people to start listening in, you know?
Because we'll only get better from here.
This is true. This is the worst it should be.
Exactly. And so we're just going to wrap up this last segment, podcast, whatever, with a little jingle that Jason and I put together.
Enjoy.
Shooby dooby doop doop dee doop doo it. Doo doo da dee dee doo.
Shooby dooby doop bong wing wang wong.
Doo 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 doo
doo. It's the weekly spew.
The
weekly spew with Lily and Jason.
With you in.
The weekly spew with Lily and Jason.
Special guest. Do do do. It's the weekly spew. Just me and Jason.